listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Welcome to A Public Affair. I am your host, Rosanna Longo-Better. Today, we will hear voices from a recent event hosted by the City of Boulder Open Space and Mountain Parks Arts Program called Bird's Eye View, that in Spanish is A Vista de Pájaro. The presentation was translated into Spanish by Juanita Echeverri, Education and Outreach Coordinator. CU professors, students, and general public gathered around feathered dancers, scientists, and poets to learn more about the birds that live around us, their biology, and their secrets. Students explain what they have learned with their professors and mentors and why they came up with a creative idea to show their research. They engage the audience by wearing costumes, imitating their favorite bird moves and songs, while reminding us that we are not so far away from these feathered animals that fly over all of us.
Hi, my name is Leela Stady. We are currently on Flagstaff Mountain in Boulder, Colorado, and we just finished our performance. It was an art hike where we dressed up as birds and people got to walk through and observe our performance and also just the natural world around us.
Tell me, why is it so important for us to understand the behavior and the history of birds?
I think in order for us to find a bit more compassion for our natural world that is currently suffering, it is incredibly important that we find similarities and also just have a deeper understanding of the natural world. So in our bird research this summer, which we did in the month of June, we both researched the birds that we performed, and also we made puppets that were human-sized in costumes. And so we really learned how to use our movement to mimic the birds, and it was a way to kind of grow closer to them by understanding them more deeply.
There was also a moment of explaining that some of us, maybe, you know, as evolution goes, we decided to become birds, and some of us, we decided to become humans. So this parallel is really interesting. Would you talk about that with me?
Yeah. So I think it's absolutely interesting. We have come to a point in our society where we see ourselves as incredibly different from the natural world, and we separate humans from animals. And the fact of the matter is that humans are animals, and we all share the same home. And I think it's incredibly important that we understand that, because we both need to survive, you know? And so to understand that we both come from the same place and that we, at heart, are all the same is really what our program was designed to create.
Which one was the bird that you pick to represent, study, research, and then perform?
So I picked the American robin. My favorite color is like a deep burnt orange, and that was really my starting point to pick the American robin. But then also in the first couple meetings, we would sit in nature and just observe birds. And we were focusing on barn swallows at that point, but I kept seeing American robins all around. And they're a very populous bird. They're found all over North America and in South America in the winters. And they're incredibly social. And so I loved that they were always around and always readily able to observe.
The project has finished, but it seems that you have plans to continue with this, and that people that were not able to attend today will be able to see your research. Explain to us how.
Yeah, so in my personal journey, I'm sure I'll delve into this later on with Professor Beth Osnes and also Rebecca Saffron, but I will take away from this, you know, my understanding of the natural world and my deeper connection with it. Later on, the project is hoping to expand. We're hoping to create summer camps for middle school kids so that they can create these bird puppets and learn how to move with these bird puppets and have a deeper connection with our natural world. And then we're also hoping to maybe go national and just have as many people as possible be able to connect with the natural world.
So it's a local project that is having a view of a bird, the view of the bird that is expansive and global. What are your plans now that you are done with this? Are you going to go to college?
Yeah, so I am going to go to the University of St. Andrews this fall in Scotland, and I'm going to study sustainable development in hopes of understanding the world deeper and creating a more sustainable future. And actually, this project and a couple beforehand are really what propelled me to go into studying sustainable development at St. Andrews. So I will carry our research and our creation with me always.
When you speak so highly about your professors or the guides that taught you how to do this research, which person comes to your mind?
Beth Osnes. She's known me since I was 11 and 12, and she's brought me into so many of her projects. And through them, I've been incredibly embarrassed and also incredibly joyful, because they're funny things and they're goofy, but they hold a lot of seriousness and a lot of importance. And we do a lot of little kids skits, and so I'm dressed up in all these different costumes, and it's really wonderful.
A really good way to learn. So since we also have the professor here, so if you can please tell me your name and then explain to me about this project and tell us where we are.
My name is Beth Osnes. I'm on the top of Flagstaff Mountain, and we just finished our art hikes. And I'm here today with...
My name is Rebecca Safran. I'm a professor of ecology and evolutionary biology. And I'm here alongside with the side-by-side group inside the greenhouse speak for our Bird's Eye View art hikes.
This is a coming together of theater and biology and students, young students, doing a research about how birds behave and why is this important to understand in a moment where we're all concerned about global warming. Why is this kind of activity, research and performance and at the same time understanding super important for young people right now?
I think it's important for young people because they've been told a story throughout their childhoods, many of them, that the humans are separate from nature, that humans have dominion over nature. And I think that if we can help young people understand that they are a part of the natural world and that they can be stewards of nature, that we will actually, you know, reverse global warming and solve a lot of our human problems as well.
All the research that these kids have done, and mainly they are high schoolers from what I understand.
Absolutely. So from a scientific perspective, we are taught to distance ourselves from the natural world, to be objective, to make observations, test hypotheses, collect data. And the work that I am doing with Beth is very much in the spirit of connecting people emotionally to the work that they're doing, such that we're putting art and science side by side to hopefully create a new story of how we are going to address this massive climate crisis.
Massive climate crisis that we have. We also have more students here that would like to share with us the different birds that you have picked to understand their behaviors and why that is important.
So these are our students who supported the young people. Mm-hmm. So we have students that from the University of Colorado who have been supporting these young people.
A collective is not only open space and mountain parks putting this together so that we can come and enjoy the performance in itself, but it's also the university, the professors, connecting with the right students so that you can do the research and then guide the other students to do this.
So these young women are part of a scientific investigation focused primarily on birds, or the barn swallow, and they've also been partnering with Inside the Greenhouse and mentoring the high school youth as they form partnerships with birds.
So if you can please give me your name and explain to me what you have been doing.
Yeah, my name is Heather Kenny, and I'm a PhD student with Dr. Becca Safran, and so I'm researching barn swallows as well. And as part of Side by Side, I came to some of the events and kind of acted as more of like a peer level scientist that the students could ask questions to, you know, what is it like to do your work? What is your day-to-day like? So they could kind of get a view of like what it might be like to be a professional scientist, but they don't have to talk directly to the professor.
So you are like a bridge between the students and the professors and what they do. Which one was the highlight of this project for you?
Well, I think the highlight was obviously this performance was incredible to see it come all together. But another highlight was just joining in on one of the observation sessions that the students did at a barn swallow colony and just sort of overhearing their discussions and seeing, you know, what were they noticing about the birds and how were they reflecting on, you know, how does that relate to how I view my society and like my place in the society, and let's think about like the bird social systems and our social systems. And it's like very, very encouraging. And it gives me a lot of hope because it can be a little bit depressing working in conservation science. But these women are the future, and I really think it's in good hands.
You are part of the same team at CU Boulder that are guiding the students into understanding the world of birds, having a view, a wider view of evolution, a wider view of changes, and also adaptation. All those things that we kind of take for granted. But you as a student, please tell me, you know, how this experience has been for you, and also what's going to happen later on, because it seems like there is a continuation. Like people can go and refer to this project, that there's a place that they can find it.
Yes, so my name is Avani Feschel, and I'm a senior at CU Boulder. I'm an ecology and evolutionary biology major, and this summer I helped with Side by Side and as well as barn swallow fieldwork. And as a continuation of this project, we're going to be putting out QR codes on signs along at trailheads where people can scan with their phone and see three different videos that are associated with three different locations around Boulder. And each of the youth created outfits with their own bird and created a script related to it. And those are all featured in the video. So that is one continuation of the project.
What are you trying to convey with this way of showing to the world, let's say, or to those that are hiking, the importance of animal habitats and also the importance of the birds that we have here in the mountains in Boulder?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would just say one of the focuses of Side by Side was combining human and bird interests and showing that we're both related and that we can both help each other. So for example, I helped with creating an exercise showing the relationship between bird wings and human arms and how many of the bones in wings and arms are very similar to each other. And I kind of think that by understanding these similarities between birds and humans, we can better understand the birds, and that we're not separate from them. We are all in the same big web, if that makes sense.
And we're all in the same world, so if something were to happen to them, it will also maybe happen to us. Final thoughts about the importance of conservation at this point. We see climate change coming and approaching. Not too many media outlets talk about it. They don't even mention it. But since we're in independent radio, we can. So your final thoughts about what will happen if we really don't pay attention to those small animals that conquer our skies?
Yeah. Well, I feel like if we don't pay attention to them, from starting from the smallest microorganisms and the smallest insects, the whole ecosystem could collapse after that. And so I feel like it's important that we pay attention to each and every organism and try to do our best to conserve it. And yeah.
Where can people go to check this out in the web? Is there like a page or something that people can go?
On the open space base site, the videos will be posted.
Is there something that you would like to tell young people about birds? What can we learn about from them?
Yeah, well, I think that, like I was saying before with the arms and the wings, just how similar we are to them, because often we think of them as so different from us. They fly, they have wings, and we don't. But just that in many ways, they're very similar to us.
Please give me your name again and tell me about what you're studying and which year you are.
So my name is Avani Feschel. I'm an ecology and evolutionary biology major at CU Boulder, and I'm a senior. And here at Side by Side, I was a program assistant.
Awesome. For KGNU, I am Rosanna Longo-Better.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You have been listening to the voices of an event called Bird's Eye View, hosted by the City of Boulder Open Space and Mountain Parks Arts Program, in collaboration with CU professors, students, and general public. For KGNU, I am Rosanna Longo-Better. Stay tuned for our Morning of Sound Alternative.